time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Christopher, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I chilled this morning.
Pretty cool out there.
A little chillier than it was yesterday at this time. 22 degrees is what we have outside right now. Good day for the freezer to break down, I guess. You just toss everything out in the front stoop. You'd be good for a while.
For a little while. Not very long.
Then the thawing begins later on. Huh? Brett's in with us this morning as we get things started. Another one of those days. From the heat to the air conditioning.
Yeah, you know, it's a good day, though, for an air conditioner.
Yeah, not too bad. You've been fixing those, haven't you?
We have had a few, you know.
I hope you keep fixing them all winter long. I hope you keep needing them.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
With the heating season coming on, many of the older furnaces out there are showing wear. Most of the older furnaces are 60 to 80% efficient also. Now is the time to give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call to get a free estimate on replacing your gas-guzzling furnace. We can give you cost on replacing your old unit with a new 98% efficient or in some cases even visit about a new electric furnace that makes a lot of sense in some communities. With all the models we have to select from, we can get you into a highly efficient unit within your budget and needs. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, this weekend is a huge, huge weekend. There's one activity that so many people in this country will be doing all at one time that's not even funny.
Really?
Well, it's kind of funny, but it's, yeah, the one activity, that's the one time of the year that people just do it more than any other time.
I haven't got it on my schedule yet, I guess. So.
Really?
Napping?
Well, that comes on Thanksgiving after the meal.
Oh, okay.
Picking out a turkey. I read a statistic that they said more turkeys are purchased the weekend before Thanksgiving than any other time during the year.
That's an event?
Yeah, well, it is. It should be, probably, for some folks. All right, what are you enjoying for Thanksgiving meal?
You know, we're going somewhere, so I think it's Chef's Surprise.
Oh, okay.
Probably turkey, though.
Okay. Well, a lot of folks do. In fact, the National Turkey Federation says that 95% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Now, you might have more than just turkey on the table, but there will probably be turkey somewhere on the table that you sit down to. So, you know, it's a pretty popular bird. But, you know, not all the birds were created equal either. Choosing the top turkey does take some experience and some knowledge as well. You know, what are you going to go with? Fresh, frozen? Are you big, small? What's the right size? What's the, you know, there are all kinds of questions and things to ask. So I spent a little time the other day putting together some information here before you go out to make that huge, huge decision. It's a big deal, picking that right turkey. People fret over cooking a turkey. If you buy the wrong one,
just what poundage?
Guess it just doesn't matter. Yeah, right. Just make sure you get
how many people you got so you can feed them.
Well, and in our house growing up, it was always the question wasn't how many people are coming over. The question really is, how long do you want to be eating leftovers?
You know it.
My grandmother used to cook two turkeys.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. I mean, she'd buy this humongous oven. And she would cook two turkeys of over 22, 23 pounds apiece. And, you know, she didn't have that much for leftovers because there were so many people over. Everybody would come over to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving. Yikes. It was a lot of turkey, two turkeys. And if you're putting two turkeys in a huge oven at the same time, when are you cooking everything else? And where?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so difficult to consider. Those are all issues for later. Cooking, preparing, those are all issues for later on. But, you know, this weekend, a lot of folks are going to be out there looking to buy those turkeys. So some hints and tips for you to be prepared so you get the right stuff for the big meal. First of all, size, sex, and age matter when you're looking for your turkey. First, you need to determine the right turkey size to the number of dinner guests that you're going to have. Now, it kind of depends. I've seen different places guesstimate that usually you want to do like 3/4 of a pound of turkey per person. And I've seen others say between 1 and 1.5 pounds of turkey per person. I guess you need to take your guests into consideration, stand them up, maybe turn them sideways, so you're going to get a better feel for how much they're going to eat.
It depends on how many potatoes you have.
Well, that's true. How much other stuff are you going to have? Most folks buy too much turkey, although that's probably the way it is with most meals anyway. Because the last thing you ever want to do is run out. You always want to have enough. But you do have plenty of other things on the table. So anywhere from like 3/4 of a pound to, I guess if you got heavy eaters, up to 1.5 pounds of turkey per person. So if you're going to use, say, let's go on the low end and say 3/4 of a pound per turkey. If you're going to have 8 guests, you want about, 6 pounds would get you there. But, when it comes to considering between a hen or a tom, of course the hen is the female, the tom is the male, you may consider that hens usually weigh less than 15 pounds. The toms generally weigh more than 15 pounds, but their gender makes no difference in terms of flavor, texture, or tenderness. What does make a big difference is the age of the bird. Fryer or roaster turkeys, which are those that are less than 4 months old, are very tender. The young turkeys from 4 to 7 months old are quite tender as well. And those two types of turkeys are best for roasting. Turkeys that are about a year old, yearlings, they have moderately tender skin and meat, and they can still be used for roasting, and they cost much less. The mature turkeys, or those above 15 months of age, they can sometimes have tough meat, and they're not really all that great for roasting. But you can check out. Usually the younger the bird, the tastier the turkey is. Now, that age-old question, you're going to get fresh or frozen, or possibly hard-chilled. Frozen is the best and cheapest option, according to a lot of folks. Frozen turkeys are blast-frozen so quickly that no ice crystals are formed on them. That way, thawing them out doesn't damage the turkey either. And then they're stored at 0 degrees or lower, and they need to be bought out of the deep freeze at least 3 days in advance of when you're going to cook. That's why this weekend is so important. So that way there's sufficient time to defrost them properly. Now, trying to defrost the turkey by leaving it outside the refrigerator can be somewhat harmful since it can cause some bacterial growth and food poisoning. Instead, the best way to thaw is in the fridge for about 5 hours for every pound of the turkey's weight. So sometimes you forget to take it out at the right time. Happens. Sometimes you just completely blew it off and forgot to buy it, and you're out to the store looking. Well, if you could still find one that close to Thanksgiving, and time is of the essence, then sometimes you could go hard-chilled or fresh. Now, hard-chilled or partially frozen turkeys are chilled between 0 and 26 degrees, and they're also quicker to defrost. The fresh turkeys, which are also the most expensive, have never been chilled below 26 degrees, so they've never been frozen. Now, they need to be transferred to the refrigerator as quickly as possible and should be cooked within a couple of days of purchase. Now, another question, basted versus unbasted. The basted turkeys are the ones that have been injected with a sodium-based solution to increase the juiciness of the bird. They may be injected with flavor enhancers, some fat, broth, or some stock. According to U.S. law, the labels on the package have to include a statement listing the total quantity and the common name of all the ingredients in the injected solution. So to be on the safe side, it might be best to buy an unbasted turkey and brine it for a few hours before you cook it. But then again, sometimes it's easier to have other people do some of that work for you. Now the other, I've never bought a stuffed turkey. Have you done pre-stuffed birds?
No.
Pre-stuffed?
Yeah, actually, my mother-in-law got one of those, what is it, they call it, a turducken?
Oh, hello.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought John Madden developed those. Chicken, a duck, and a turkey, all stuffed in there. More legs that way. Well, unstuffed versus pre-stuffed. Pre-stuffed birds are, I don't know. A lot of people think it's a great idea, but are disappointed after they do that. Some people love them. But even though it seems like it'll be less work, baking pre-stuffed turkeys can promote bacterial growth and be maybe harmful to the health of your guests, too. So, and fewer people are even bothering to stuff. Remember the days when you used to pull the turkey out of the oven? Grandma would pull that turkey out of the oven, and the first thing you'd do would be to get that big, huge scoop spoon out and take all the stuffing out from inside the turkey. I don't know anybody who even cooks stuffing inside the bird anymore.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. That adds flavor to it.
Yeah. But it's tough to do. And sometimes the turkey itself on the inside doesn't get done enough. I mean, you almost have to cook it more to make sure that it gets done enough inside. And besides, the folks at Stovetop made it so easy for us. Didn't they? It's so easy. You also want to know your turkey terms, too, when you go out to shop. There are all kinds of different terms, from organic to natural to minimally processed to free range and kosher and all kinds of different things. You want to read up a little bit with that, too. So, the labeling laws are pretty clear, so you can usually find what you're looking for there, too. A couple of other things that you might want to consider as you get ready to buy that turkey is to create some storage space. Seen that happen before, too. Go out to the store, get the perfect turkey for Thanksgiving, come home, realize that you're going to have it in the freezer for a few days or maybe in the fridge to defrost it, and you open up the refrigerator door and think, uh-oh, where am I going to put it? Some of these leftovers that have been left over since Easter, maybe it's time to get rid of them. You know, the family fridge, that's a storage area. It's kind of like a closet to some folks, and it might be just brimming with holiday treats, or it might just be time to get rid of whatever leftover Chinese food you have sitting in the back of it. So, you know, make sure you check that out before you go off to pick up that turkey so you're not having to, you know, set the turkey on the rug while you clean things out real quick and then have to toss it in. One of the things to look for, too, is look for grade A. Just like when you shop for steak or other types of foods like that, select the right grade of meat because it'll differentiate between the quality of turkey that everyone talks about for weeks or maybe the standard stock, too. And another thing to look for, the built-in thermometer. Don't you love those little built-in thermometers?
You mean they make them without that yet? I figured they were born with them.
they've developed over time. It's morphed so that they're built in. But those little built-in thermometers, you know, those little white plastic ones with a little red pop-up knob on it, they're handy little gadgets. They're ready to pop up when the turkeys reach the perfect temperature of 180 degrees Fahrenheit while they roast away in the oven. Some folks will also want to use a regular meat thermometer, too, just to make sure. But, you know, they're put in the right location. They're put there in the breast meat where it's tougher to get it to the right temperature. So, yeah, all easy stuff. Might as well make it as easy as you can. You're going to be working on all kinds of other things, too. So think about that when you're buying. And, you know, some people, they have a note here, too. Some people will consider a boneless turkey. The compact and clean piece of turkey, it's easy to carve, minimal preparation, there's no stuffing, oven attendance, all that kind of stuff is not really needed during the cooking process. Boneless turkey meat, you know, it's an easy way, but...
Isn't that what we called turkey loaf when we were kids?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I liked it.
Really? Yeah, you're the
you
one.
You betcha, yeah. I haven't seen it for years.
You know, to me, that's just cheating. That's just cheating. That's like using an aluminum bat instead of a wooden bat. Come on. If you can't hit the ball, you can't hit the ball. But, yeah, no, people fret about cooking a turkey, and I think it's one of the easiest things in the world to cook if you start it out properly and you get it ready to, if it's prepared ahead of time. By the time you put it, you're ready to put it in the oven. If you haven't done all the things right before that, then you might be in trouble. But if you just plan and prepare, I don't think cooked turkey is difficult to cook at all. Now, the carving part, that's a little tougher than average. But yeah, anyway, have fun. Make sure you get out there. And, boy, it's kind of like Black Friday for turkeys this weekend. It's going to be one of the biggest shopping weekends of the year for turkeys. So make sure you get out, get a chance to understand things, get the right one, and be prepared so you can have a great Thanksgiving next week.
Well, thanks for talking turkey with me this morning,
Jim. Hey, anything. I'm hungry now, actually. I love turkey. I could eat turkey every week. I just love turkey. Yes, I love the holidays so much. Family and turkey. What a great combination.
You betcha.
Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Well, I guess the cold weather's coming in here. Heating bills are also here, too. Camlin Plumbing and Heating can help you with those heat bills and improve your air quality and evenness of your heat by installing a new Lennox high-efficiency furnace. From 92% to 98% efficient gas furnaces to 100% efficient electric furnaces, you'll be able to battle your heat bills. An add-on air-to-air heat pump, and you add an add-on air-to-air heat pump, and you will be able to save from 40% to 60% on your energy. To get a free estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day today comes from good old Albert Einstein. If I had known, I would have been a locksmith.
Well, he's a smart guy. Yeah. Take that advice. All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, be prepared. Get the right turkey. And if all else fails, enjoy your Thanksgiving ham.
Yeah.
Brett, thanks for coming by.
You bet. I'm hungry. I'm going to have a turkey sandwich.
Ham and eggs sound good right now. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.